Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nitu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC. And if you look in your car or on your iPod or whatever device you're using to listen to the show, you know that I mean that, ironically. And also, I would like to acknowledge that this show is being broadcasted from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. And today's show is a continuation show with my guest, Miles Black. This is the fourth show we have done together, and Miles has named this show, and I will let you tell them the name you came up with.
Oh, I've already forgotten.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, was it the last quarter?
Yes.
Yeah, part four.
Part four. And Miles will... Usually I introduce the show. I'm going to let Miles introduce the show because he has something special to tell the audience today.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's great to have you always.
Thank you. This is a special confessional episode because of a mistake that I made on the last episode.
Yes. I don't usually have liars on the show,
yeah,
but it turns out that it did. And have, and still continue to.
Yeah, and you have me back after
yes.
after finding out I had lied.
Yes.
So thank you for my second chance.
Yes. Well, it wasn't a huge lie. It was a little fib.
It wasn't a knowing lie. I didn't, but that makes it all the worse.
It's like a childish lie.
It is. It's really like, it's the exact kind of lie that I would make as a child where like someone asks me something and I can't remember the answer or I don't know the answer. So I make something up.
Yes.
This time, what happened was you asked me. We were talking about my jacket.
Yeah, your almost famous like jacket too, yeah. Because it's a cool jacket where he has all these patches and pins attached to it, and it's one of those like rocker band kind of jackets. And I've never actually seen one in person. You always like see them in the movies, like Almost Famous. And I thought this will be cool to actually go through the whole jacket,
patch by patch.
Yes, patch by patch.
Yeah, we covered a lot of it last time.
Yes.
But you asked me where I got it.
Yes.
And at the time, I just thought, like, oh, I can't remember. So I said I got it at a thrift store because I buy everything at thrift stores. What actually happened was my girlfriend, Portia Beam, bought this for me. And it was a very special gift back in 2013. She bought me this jacket, and it was, like, totally new, and it was from a thrift store, but it was like brand new condition, and it had no patches on it. It had no tears. It was a real fresh jacket. I don't even know the make of this jacket.
Well, that's and, fine. I don't know the make of most of my clothing.
And Portia does, and we had initially said, like, oh, Portia will come on the next episode,
yeah,
and explain
we discussed
more about
that.
This jacket.
Unfortunately, she couldn't be here today.
No, unfortunately. It's too early and she's on Gabriella.
Yes. That's the island where Miles grew up, which is part one and part two of the series. Island Time and Island Times.
Yes, this is tying up really nicely.
Yes.
So yeah, I wanted to apologize to my girlfriend Portia, because I love her very much and I can't believe that I forgot that she gave this to me and she taught me how to sew. Last night at 11:30, I was on the phone with her and I asked her, like, oh, by the way, like, I'm going on Nitu's show again tomorrow. Is there anything you want me to say?
And she actually wrote something out for you to say.
Oh, she just told me and I wrote it down.
Okay, never mind.
She said...
I've lied. Though I assumed. I made an assumption.
I'm making liars of all of us. She said, talk about the erasure of women throughout art history and the undervaluing of needlecraft as an art form and acknowledge that I taught you to sew. Portia is the greatest of all time. Yes, Portia is the greatest. She did teach me how to sew. And that's how I sewed all the patches onto this jacket.
So she's very important to the story of your jacket.
She is, and I feel like I've been, like, really stressed out lately. And not that that's a excuse, but I feel like I've been working to the point where I'm starting to, like, lose track of some important things. And this is, like, a big sign of, like, mm-hmm. hey, you need to remember the important people in your life and pay them some respect. Because I've done a bunch of radio shows this summer, and I haven't mentioned Portia on any of them.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good boyfriend points at all.
No, it's not. And I feel like, I think it might be partly due to the fact that I, like, you know, we've been together for 8.5 years, mm-hmm. and I just, like, I keep certain parts of our relationship separate. Like, I don't talk about our relationship to everyone, and I talk about it in different ways. And but really, like, she's such a big part of my life. She should be coming through more in my work. Mm-hmm. Like,
and you can mention her more throughout this show, and from now forward to acknowledge her.
Yeah, to acknowledge that she is a big part of the story of this jacket. And a big part of, like, my knowledge of sewing, and big part of, like, a big influence on my mm-hmm. style in general, because we've been together for so long, and she has amazing style, and I learned a lot about aesthetics from her.
Mm-hmm. Well, even though you made that mistake and you did lie on the show, you have mm-hmm. confessed, you have corrected. As far as I would say, you have corrected the problem, more than corrected the problem.
I don't really, I don't see it as a problem that needs correcting. I see it as, like, it's a red flag mm-hmm. that I need to continually, like, make this more a part of my life and mm-hmm. work.
Well, I'm glad my show has helped you to take life, take life's more steps in your life.
Yeah, I feel like it has, like, this has made me more conscious of the people I love and how I represent them and how I acknowledge and pay respect.
My show does more than I thought it did.
Oh, this is a deep show. I'm learning a lot.
This is supposed to be a comedy show. But
thank you for letting me confess.
No, it's fine. Deep moments are also allowed.
Okay.
But now let's get to the jacket.
Okay.
The very important jacket.
Back to the jacket.
We're going to start at the back of the jacket, at the top. At the top, there's this red patch that's in the shape of a bow tie. Mm. And on the two ends, it has two capital white bees that are kind of faded.
Mm.
Where did you get that patch?
That's one of the only patches on this jacket that I made.
Okay, so a self-made patch.
Yeah. And it's kind of a hybrid patch. Like, it means two different things.
Mm-hmm.
It says BB on it, which is the name of a local band that I'm a big fan of.
Is it just BB, or does the BB stand for something?
Oh. If you don't know what? I don't know.
Okay. I like that answer.
This is a good moment. I'm not going to make anything up.
Yes.
That would be a good question for BB. BB is a local, like, oh, how to describe them? They're like dream rock, like really dreamy, really heavy, loud, thrashy rock. two of the members from Joe Past, Megan and Bella, are mm-hmm. the two, like, core members of BB, and they often have a different drummer playing with them.
So was it that you just really liked the band and the style that you decided to honor them on your jacket?
Yeah, well, I wanted a patch for them because they didn't have any patches selling at mm-hmm. their gigs, and I wanted to put them on my jacket. But also, it's a hybrid patch because the red shape is a red ribbon. And this is an image from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Dragon Ball
so
and
am
that
I.
Whole series.
Guilty as charged.
Oh, cool. And that's a symbol of the Red Ribbon Army, which is like the bad guys
right,
in Dragon
yeah,
Ball.
In Dragon Ball, in the first season, or the first mm-hmm. take, they have, it's like, so many now.
Yeah.
Dragon
oh, yeah.
Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT.
It never stops.
Dragon Ball Super.
So it doesn't really make sense. Like, there's no connection with BB and the Red Ribbon Army. I just thought that it looked good. And
I like the combination you chose.
Cheers.
And then there's a patch next to it. This is going to be a little difficult to describe. But okay.
I would love to hear you describe it.
It's a square patch, which is kind of a dark blue background. And then it has pink polka dots on it. And then in the center, there's a gold, one of those, like, Nazi symbols, and then there's a circle around it, and then it's crossed out.
Yes. Yeah, there's it's an anti-Nazi patch.
And where did you get this patch?
I went down to the Bill Reed Gallery for an art opening for their latest exhibit.
In Vancouver?
Yeah. Okay. It's on Hornby, downtown. It's called the Bill Reed Gallery of Northwest Coast Art. And I went there for an opening a few weeks ago, and Raven John was outside selling patches. And Raven John is a Stolo and Coast Salish artist. Their website is ravenjohn.com. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, do you want an anti-Nazi patch? And I said, yeah, that sounds like something I would want.
Well, you already have a big patch of decolonialism.
Yeah.
So, of course, anti-Nazi as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like fascism.
Neither do I. And next to it, we have CITR, what's it called? Buttons and I guess this is also, or pin.
Yeah, there's a couple CITR and Discorder pins.
And there's also this black, okay, it's a pin. The background's black. And then on it, there's like, it kind of looks like a heart monitor kind of a look, except it's more concentrated and it has more ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little more variant.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think it could represent like a sound wave. That's a Sightlines patch. It's a local band.
Sightlines is a band.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were saying, like, oh, there's another, like, there's a heart monitor that's also called, something called the Sightlines.
Oh, no. I don't really know what their name means either, Sightlines, other than, like, obviously, like, line of vision, Sightlines.
Well, but I guess there's a lot of bands, so you don't really know what their name stands for. Like,
yeah.
I have no idea like, Maroon 5. I know why it's
right.
5. But why Maroon?
Are there 5 of them? I never even knew that.
I think there's 5 of them. I don't know. I feel like there's 5. Maybe they've lost members.
Yeah, and they're maroon.
I don't know. Was it just their favorite color? Yeah. And then there's the Rolling Stones, of course. I don't have no idea where that name came from.
I think that one might just be because of the old expression, a rolling stone gathers no moss. And they're saying, like, we're just, like, we keep on rolling, like, we never stop.
Mm-hmm. What does that thing mean, rolling? Because I've never heard of that thing.
Oh, really? A rolling stone gathers no moss, meaning, like, if you're always active, then you can't stagnate or you can't, like, things won't grow on you. Like, it's about keeping active, I think.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is we don't know how bands have come up with their names.
No, we never know, and it's always open to interpretation.
Definitely. They might say what it means, but it might not be the entire truth. Maybe it was just really simple. Like, they were in a room just coming up with names.
Do you have any, are there any band names where the band has explained it, and you said to yourself, like, no, I don't care for that.
I don't think I've ever heard a band explain why they got their name. I'm not very connected with bands on an intimate level or interview level, so I've never had the chance to ask. If I ever did, that would probably be my first question.
Yeah, you should have some bands in here.
I should, but I would probably want instrumental bands because that is what I like to represent on the show.
Yeah. So would you want them to be here but not talk?
No. Their music I would like to keep instrumental, but they could definitely talk. They can talk a lot.
It would be their chance to shine.
Definitely.
On the mic.
On the mic, definitely. They can get used to it. Maybe I'll change them forever, though I wouldn't want to do that. And then next to that pin, there's I'm not really sure how to describe this one. It has a yellow background, and then it says board decor.
Board decor.
And around, it's written vertically, And then around it, it's like this white border, and then then it's written vertically, and then next to it, there's like this black wave or something.
Yeah, actually, and I have to look at it right now because I just added it.
And then the other side is like, it's like, it looks like a blue moon or sun or like a sunrise or sundown.
Yeah, but it's like a dark blue.
Yes, a dark blue. Like Jack Mannequin's song.
Ooh. To me, it looks like, yeah, like a blue moon with a yellow banana in front of it. Or a yellow banana peel.
Okay, that's how you're looking at it.
But, yeah, it's pretty abstract.
Is it another band?
It is, yeah. Bored Decor is another local Vancouver band that I'm a big fan of. They've got a new album coming out later this summer. Bored Decor, they're on Bandcamp. They're great. I'm going to be making a little music video with them soon, actually.
That sounds cool. I think you told me about that.
Yeah.
Or was it? Okay. And then you have another big patch on here. It's another polka-dotted patch. Mm-hmm. Do you like the polka dots, I guess?
I do, but both of those polka dot patches are just things that sort of came into my life. Like, someone offered it to me, and I just said yes. I wasn't really looking for polka dots specifically, but I like them.
Okay. So this is bigger than the other patches. This is an orange background with white polka dots. And in the middle, there's a heart. Inside the heart, it says DV. It kind of looks like the heart that you would, like, write with your lover, like, on a tree or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the tree is orange, and it has white polka dots on it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an organization called Denim Vest. And they put on, like, queer dance parties and, like, they promote safe spaces. They just had their last show, actually, last weekend, which was really beautiful, down at Eastside Studios. So I was happy to catch that. But I first saw them at Redgate on Hastings, the old Redgate. And I was asked to do, if I could fill in for someone to do a volunteer shift working the door at this event.
Mm-hmm. I also did once. But I think experience, I think I've told you about this, where there was some sort of event here at CHR for Dunkin' Donuts show, for Dunkin's show.
Right.
And he was raising money for the upcoming fund drive event that we have here annually. And I was like the door person, and I would like stamp dinosaurs onto everybody's hand to like show like, oh, they've been in, and if they leave, I can like let them back in. But when they would come in back in, I would always ask them, can you show me your dinosaur?
Right.
And whenever I said that, it just sounded so sexual. I remember I talked about this on Duncan's show too. He had me on because I'd never been on the radio, and at that time I was wanting a radio show. And I think he asked me if I could be on his show, and then I was on his show, and then we were talking about it. And when it was happening, I kept thinking, this is so sexual. But I know what I'm asking. I'm asking to see the dinosaur on their head, nothing further. But it always felt weird to me.
You can always explain yourself if pressed.
Yes.
No, that's not what I meant.
Yes. I meant the dinosaur stamp, not your genitals.
Definitely. What a odd word for genitals, too, to say, like, show me your dinosaur.
I know. It's like Ross from Friends would come up with that.
Yeah, show me your stegosaurus.
Yeah. And what about this pin underneath that patch? This one's really hard to explain. I can't even explain the color. I think it's like a really light purple with like, but a little pink also.
Yeah.
And it's like a lightning bolt. That's not like coming out of a cloud. It's coming out of like a circle, a white circle.
Yeah.
And the lightning bolt is also white.
Yeah. That's a good way to describe it. This is the logo of another local band called Mittens. MI'ENS, Mittens. That's just their logo. So I don't know that it...
Maybe it's like the apostrophe?
Yeah, maybe it could supposed be. To it look does look like that, like a big ball on top with a sort of lightning bolt coming out the bottom. And it's always different colors. Like they just use that shape for their logo. But that's a cool band. It's two people, a drummer and a guitarist who plays like really heavy distorted guitar through a loop system. We talked about loops on the last show.
You had a lot of trouble explaining what a loop was, but you got it. You did it. You were able to define it.
Yeah, and apparently I like bands that loop. Mittens has some really, really interesting stuff musically. Check them out.
And now we'll go to the last one, and then we'll go to a break while I'll play you some instrumental music. This last one on the back is, oh, this is a funny word. It says Glad Rags. Mm. And it's hard to explain the background. It's like green on one side. It kind of looks like a flower. And then the left kind of has like, you know, like the color of the moon. It's like that kind of background. And then in the middle, there's like this, like a black circle, but it's been stretched out from the sides to become like a weird oval shape. Or maybe it's lips.
Oh, yeah. Those are lips.
Okay, they didn't quite look like them.
Yeah, no, it's the pan has been in the sun a lot and it's really faded.
Okay.
Which is part of why it looks kind of weird.
What does Glad Rags mean? Is that another band?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, I thought maybe it was a saying. Like you're glad to grow up with rags rather than riches.
That's good.
That's
like
what
that.
I was thinking.
Yeah, but glad to have rags.
Might be a new movement.
Glad Rags is a punk band here in town, although they recently broke up.
Okay.
Although not
sad
like
story.
Yeah, although it wasn't a like they're all still friends. They're just like I don't think we can do this anymore. Kind of thing. And I don't know if they'll get back together in the future or whatever, like Skunt sometimes, but they're a really great band and they have really good albums up online on Bandcamp. Glad Rags.
An amazing name.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what it means.
My favorite song by them is called Meat Legs.
Oh, that sounds funny too. And now we will go to the little break. This first song is from the artist The 427s from their album Stay Gold. And the song is Liberty Bella.
Thank you. eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me?
Join Jo Dworczyk and her comrades in stand-up comedy on August 13th at the Yuck Yucks Comedy Club as they attempt to make you laugh for a good cause, raising money for the Residents for Independent Living Society. The lineup includes Megan Milton, Andrew Valance, Julia Stretch, Claire Pollock, Haley Beamish, and Byron Bertram, with Katie Allen Humphreys as the headliner. The doors are at 7 with the show at 8, with all money going directly to the Residents for Independent Living Society. For ticket information, go to yuckyucks.com/Vancouver.
Welcome back to Neetu and Miles on CC, and we are continuing the conversation about Miles' almost famous light jacket, which is a movie. It's not his jacket isn't actually almost famous. My show isn't that widespread. And okay, so we have covered the back of the jacket. We have now gone to the front of the jacket. But first we're gonna start on the sleeve, which has a heart. There's a heart on the sleeve. Which Miles didn't actually think of that saying when he put this heart on the sleeve.
No, I didn't think of that at all, but it's pretty good.
There's a black, no, not a black heart. A red heart on the sleeve with a black border. Yeah. And at the bottom, where it makes that kind of triangle shape, it has the initials, or maybe not initials, but the letters PL.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean or stand for?
This is yet another band.
Another band.
And another band that doesn't exist anymore. They were called Pink Licorice.
Oh, okay.
And Bella from Joe Past and BB was a member of Pink Licorice, which is how I came to know them. Yeah, I saw them at the Biltmore years ago. They're a really sexy band. Like, they have a really sexy sound.
What, and what genre would that fall under? Like rock, jazz?
I guess like electronic, pop, rock. It's pretty like dark and like droney and like, but also like really snappy dance beats. Mm-hmm. And like, it's fun. I don't know. It's good dance music. It's good club music. It's a good sexy time. They have a record, like a vinyl out, that's like bubblegum pink. Yeah, good band.
And now we move on to the front of the jacket. I'm just going to skip over to this one. Because this one, I find it so interesting. I'm wondering what it is. It's a square pin. It's, the background is black. And on it, it says Agony Club, but club is spelled with a K.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering what, like, what, that's just, if it's a band, it's such a cool name.
Mm. It's not a band, actually.
Okay.
Changing
one
it up.
That is a band. Not that that's a bad thing.
Although it's very related. This is like a artist collective and what do you call it? Like a publication. Like they, Agony Club puts out all kinds of works, like a magazine. They publish books, like poetry books. They put together the like Agony Club compilation, which is like a cassette of local bands, and it's all like popular esoteric like stuff you don't hear on the radio all the time, and like stuff that you only see at like the Astoria late on a Tuesday night, like experimental
mm-hmm.
music and experimental artwork in general. They do all kinds of things. It's run by my friend Casey Way. Yeah, they're a really great group.
You seem to know a lot of people.
I've gotten to know a lot of artists in town. I've been here almost 5 years now, and I'm very focused on art.
And next to that pin, there's... I think I'm going to let you explain this pin.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's up where from I'm sitting, which is like looking at a jacket as you would in a store.
Mm.
It's upside down.
You talking about this one?
I'm talking about this one.
Oh.
It's facing you, and it's easier for you to read. And right. I'm not the best at reading upside down. So I'm going to let you take it.
That's another band. The pin just says EXPERTALT, and the band is Expert Alterations. Yeah.
Expert Alterations. And what about the middle part? What does that stand for?
The middle part.
Because isn't this... The first one is export, and then alterations
oh, it
is
says,
the last part.
Yeah, the first line is EXP. The second which? Line is ERT. So it's like expert.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Expert alt.
Like, is alt meant to be like the key on the keyboard? Or is it... Or do they not mean it for it to be like that?
Well, I think it could be, sure. Why not?
Well, that's when I first saw it. I thought, oh, maybe that's, it might be after the keyboard.
Yeah.
And then next to that pin, there's like, in red, kind of like witches writing, which is hard.
That's
I thought,
cool.
Probably don't know what that means, but looking at it, it kind of looks like a witch's Halloween kind of writing.
Cool.
It says hazy.
Yeah.
And then the background is like, lines or like kind of like streaks but not like confined, like they're flowing. It's like dark blue and light blue and
haze.
Yeah, it's a haze of blue and blue.
Yeah, that's the solo act that my friend Casey performs as. When they perform music, they perform as Hazy. And they play guitar and write just beautiful, aching songs. Yeah.
And then another pin. This one's nice and easy to explain. Or now, maybe now not so much. It's a circle button, like most. In the middle, there's a white line, which is horizontal. And then there's two pink lines. And then there's two blue lines.
Yeah. That's the trans pride flag.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it was just the rainbow colored one. Or is that?
Oh, that's the queer or the gay pride.
Okay, flag. And then this is for transgender people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I had no idea that there were two different ones, because
I
would always see the rainbow flag, and I just kind of, now that I think about it, it's always what's associated with it is always kind of like queer people, but mm-hmm. I just assumed like transgenders were part of that, and like gay and lesbian were all part of that, but
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I now know that it's not that. They have their own separate flag.
Yeah, I think, and I'm not trans myself, but I have a lot of trans friends, and I wanted to wear the pin just because a lot of people don't know, and they're not a very visible population. Like they it's honestly, it's like it's very dangerous being trans.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of hate out there. There's a lot of stigma. And there are like, I hope you don't mind me getting heavy for a minute.
No,
but,
go ahead.
All over the world, every year, trans people are being murdered just for being identified as trans. So it's important to me to sort of show solidarity in some way and to show support for the trans community. I also have a trans pride flag on my office door. And I worry sometimes that, like, that might be taken the wrong way because I'm sure that not every trans person appreciates a non-trans person sporting the flag. But I think it just came down to a matter of it feels important for me to show respect publicly. So I do.
And now I'm glad to know that trans people have their own flag. Because I had no idea whatsoever. I guess it's just not as widespread, or it just hasn't reached me that they have a separate flag.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And it's a beautiful flag.
It is. It's a very nice flag. I think my explanation maybe downplayed it, but it is nice. It's unlike a lot of country flags that always use, like, the same colors, like white, red, and then blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's always those colors, so it's nice to see some. I've always wanted to see, like, a pink flag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a nice pink.
Because those are more pink flags.
That's not really a traditional color.
No, and it's funny that it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You don't see it a lot in flags.
Like, yeah, blue is another sign of how men dominate.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a good point that a lot of flags are male dominated.
They are.
And I think pink, in a lot of places throughout history, has been seen as an effeminate color or a weak color.
Yeah, like whenever it's like it happens on, like, whenever you have like a baby or your wife or husband or whoever your partner is has a baby, sometimes, you know, boys get blue and girls get pink. And
I think that's part of this, the idea behind this flag, too, is that, like, there's blue for boys and pink for girls, which is, like, the traditional conception of the gender binary.
Mm-hmm.
And there's white. And I'm not exactly sure. Just like the pride flag, the rainbow, every color has a different meaning. But I can't remember exactly the meanings, like, behind these colors. But I know that I think white is supposed to be sort of gender neutral or, like, representing asexual people or... I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I learned what the Indian, like, the colors of the Indian flag meant. Now I can't remember.
Right.
It's like orange, white, green. I think one, at least one, stands for peace.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember. I think one maybe has to do with nature, one, but I can't remember. And then it's like that, in the middle, there's like this black circle thing. I once learned, now I've forgotten. And next to that pin, it says, this is a nice simple pin to explain. It says, vote Ian Campbell 2018.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that this is a person who was running for office.
Yes. He's running with Vision Vancouver this year. I'm going to be voting for him.
For mayor or?
For mayor.
For mayor, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Vancouver's elections because I grew up in Surrey, and that's where my riding is, and that's where I would vote.
Right.
Not that Vancouver isn't relevant, but...
To be honest, this will be the first time that I've voted for Vancouver
ever?
Mayor. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you ever vote on Gabriola? Okay, this is a question about the island, which I never thought about when we had that whole interview. But when you were on the island, were you able to vote on the island, or did you have to, like, go to Nanaimo?
No, you could vote on the island.
Okay.
And there were some people that took it very seriously. Actually, Portia's dad every year volunteers to work there because he believes so firmly in democracy and the democratic process. Yeah, the voting was big on Gabriella.
Okay.
People really get into it.
I wish we got into that conversation. But okay, and now this is the last and final It's not a pin. But it's the last and final thing. Thing? Should it be called a thing?
It's a thing.
Okay, for sure. The last final thing on your jacket. No, actually, I am wrong. There's two more things I just noticed. But we'll start with this one thing. Mm. It looks like a thing. It's like, it's a square. It's square. It's a yellow fabric thing. And the way you put it on there, it turns the square into a diamond.
Mm.
And it's put on by, like, is it, what is that called? A bobby?
A safety pin.
A safety pin.
Yeah, it's, this is actually a square piece of moose hide.
It definitely doesn't look like it.
Oh, no?
It just looks like fabric.
It's very soft. It's very worn. It's been on here a while. It's a little bit dyed by the sun again, so it's lighter than it was when I got it. This was given to me actually on Gabriola, funny enough. This is a symbol of the Moose Hide campaign, which is a grassroots movement. Actually, I have their page up right here. I'm just going to read what they've written.
Well, that's cheating.
But go ahead. Well, I want to be respectful to them and use the words that they used. They say on their website, the Moose Hide Campaign is a grassroots movement of indigenous and non-indigenous men and boys who are standing up against violence towards women and children. Wearing this moose hide signifies your commitment to honor, respect, and protect the women and children in your life and to work together to end violence against women and children. Our vision is to spread the Moose Hide Campaign to organizations, communities, and governments throughout Canada. Yeah, thanks for letting me read that.
Yeah, sure. Though what I like is people say things in their own word because the show's more about you than the organization. Not that they shouldn't, though I believe that they should be properly represented and definitely be respectful to them. But personally, I would like to hear your take on it.
Right. Well, it was given to me with only that information. Like, there were some representatives of the Moosehide campaign at an event that I went to on Gabriola. And it was just given to me wordlessly. Like, they were standing there giving these to everyone at the event, which in its own way is, like, very special to me that they just sort of, like, give this to anyone who was there. They just wanted everyone to have it and to see it and to think about what it meant. So I looked them up online and found out that, you know, read that passage that I just read. And I just try to think about that every time I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a symbol of specifically men and boys, which is interesting because especially like in these days when the gender binary is kind of being broken up and we don't know, like it's so much more, there's so much more going on than two genders, but we still need to honor women, and so we need to respect the difference between men and women. Mm-hmm. And I identify as a man, so I think that's important to like acknowledge on a regular basis and to acknowledge the political differences and the emotional differences between men and women and what they mean, because there are differences. Mm-hmm. And there are like systemic imbalances. So they really need to be considered. So I think this is part of like just generally showing respect for women, and thinking about what that means. And I feel like proving yourself to someone is an ongoing, continuous act. Like proving that you respect someone or like showing them that you care is not something that you do once and then, you know, like it's not a matter of pinning this to my jacket and saying like, oh, well, I respect women. Here's the proof. It's a matter of like continually reminding yourself to think deeply on these issues. And so this is really, this moose hide piece is a symbol that I ritualistically connect with that, like reminds me of a deeper concept that I can sort of keep in my head as often as possible.
And as a woman myself, I very much appreciate that.
Well, yeah, there are such imbalances. I feel like it's just something that needs to be talked about more.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And even though this is a comedy show, the way I've described my show, and I've always told people what it is. I've always said it's a show about social observations. Mm. And it might, when I do my show by myself, it's comedy, but it gets serious notes. And mm-hmm. I always appreciate those notes also. It's not always about comedy.
I appreciate that you've allowed me to get so serious today.
Because yeah, I feel like one thing after another,
it's been very serious.
I like it when people get serious, because then you see a new side of them and you get to know them better.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you just said right now definitely wasn't a lie. I know you completely meant it.
Cheers.
And we are going to go to the final piece of the jacket.
Oh, and I don't even know. We haven't got them all?
No, there's one left. There's one left. And then our continued conversation about your experience growing up on an island and this jacket will be over. But in the future, we'll have a return or a sequel or of some sorts. Though I'm not sure what it'll be about. It's reminiscing about the time we did this. Maybe. I don't think that would make great radio. But maybe. And okay. So the last part of the jacket is on the front, and it's Miles. I think you said you wrote it on here yourself in another conversation we had. It says, watch, comma, listen, show respect. There's no period at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that was intentional or if,
I just thought I'm writing this on my jacket. I'm writing it in all caps. I don't think punctuation is as important.
Yet you put the comma.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Selectively use punctuation.
I was wondering, like, you bothered to put the comma, so why not the period?
That's a good point. I have no explanation for that. I'm just a fickle being of fancy, I guess.
You can think of it as a title rather than a sentence. Like, movies have, like, commas in it, but they don't have periods.
Oh, that's a good point.
So there we go. I saved you.
You saved me. Thank you. this is a quote from Murray Sinclair, who was a chairman of the Residential Schools Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2015, I believe he came to Vancouver with the commission, and they presented their like executive summary of their findings. So this was a commission of Indigenous leaders who worked together over years and years to compile evidence of the residential school systems and stories, and they published their findings in what's called the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Executive Summary, which was like a 420-page report. So in 2015, I read that report, and Murray Sinclair came to Vancouver to talk about it, and I didn't actually get to go to this event, but I listened to the recording of it. And one of the things that he explicitly told the audience, like addressing non-Indigenous people of Canada, the advice that he gave was watch, listen, show respect. And that really hit me at the time, and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report really, really hit me. Like, these are really heavy stories, and it was a very emotional process just reading about it and discovering that I didn't really know the full history of Canada, or I had learned a very skewed version of it in school. And ever since, like, attending Indigenous events and cultural events around Vancouver, that's what I keep in mind at all times, is just show up, watch, listen, and show respect. I think that's a good, like, first step if you, like, if you want to attend Indigenous events and show support in some way. I think it's best to do that from a very humble position and not to rush in and speak, but just to take in everything that they're saying. And watch, listen, show respect.
Your jacket really includes a lot of different people. It really does. You have decolonialization, you have Indigenous people, you have women and children, you also represent men, you represent transgender, and it represents everybody, and also bands, your love of music. You don't have to represent everybody who's underrepresented or marginalized, but you show everybody, or maybe there's more people who you would like to honor on your jacket. The jacket, I imagine, isn't completed yet. Probably add more to it, but it definitely, I feel like it shows who you are with all these bands, your love for art in all disciplines, different art forms, that's the word I was looking for. Mm. And that's why I think this jacket is just so cool, and that's why I wanted to have it on the show. Not just because it looks like an almost famous jacket.
Yeah. It feels funny for me to talk
about. At
this
point, it should be a famous jacket.
Well, it feels funny for me to even talk about because, like, it does represent me very well. Like, that's the intention, is to represent myself.
Even though I don't know you that well myself, I just know you from what I've interviewed you about and our conversations out of the studio. Though they weren't exactly lengthy conversations. Mm. But there's more to
we
know about
that
you.
We save that for on the air.
Yes. But there's definitely more to know about you.
Oh, well, thank you for making me feel so special.
Yes. This is part of the show, I guess. Making people nice. Feel special when they come on.
Yeah, I like showing up here at 8 in the morning and just, like, talking about myself.
It's definitely a self-booster for, for you.
Big time.
A lot of self-confidence. Well, I'm definitely glad I've had you on the show and done these interviews. They were fun coming up with questions for you and going, like, it was nice to get to know a person on such a, like, personal level that you don't actually get to do. Like, you never get to actually sit down with someone, like, in regular life and just ask them all about their jackets.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You don't get opportunities to do exactly this all
yeah,
the time.
You might get to ask them, like, oh, what does this patch mean? Like, if you're passing someone on the street, but they'll likely say something quick or maybe ignore you altogether. But here I am here I have you in an enclosed room where I can just ask you anything I want.
And you really got all of them. You really covered the whole
jacket. I covered the whole jacket. Every single part.
Thank you for having me back for these episodes, because I really love your show and I'm
thank
just
you
thrilled
very
to
much.
Be on it.
I hope others also like the show. I don't really get feedback, but I hope that others like the show. This is my 23rd show. That's not many. I'm still.
But you've got fans out there.
I have no idea if I do. No one's really gone. Well, there was this one person who I talked about this before. There was a person's music who I played, and she contacted me. And then there was this person recently who contacted me, just asking for. There was this music that was playing at the beginning of my podcast, and they asked what it was. But besides that, I have no idea. Like, people ring in. Someone ringed in during this show.
Yeah.
But what happens is sometimes people call into the studio when they really mean to call the front desk.
Right.
So I'm never sure if I should answer. And I'm not sure if I should answer.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. We just got a new phone light. So whenever the hotline rings here in the studio, this rainbow LED light goes
off.
Right. Yes. And it's beautiful. But yeah, it's also, it just makes it a little bit more intimidating if you don't know how to pick up the phone or you're not sure if it's someone who's really calling for you.
Yeah, I've never answered the phone, but I guess, you know, if you never answer it, you'll never know.
That's true. So that's a good point.
One of these days, maybe I will, when I think I've mastered my show a little bit more.
Maybe I'll call into your show sometime.
Maybe. See if you I pick might up. Not pick up. Maybe I will. But okay, we have gone over the time limit of the show. But I think it's okay because we talked about some important things.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. I just love the way you say that, and I love that you say that.
My casual appropriation of British culture.
Yes, I very much like it. And next up on the CITR is Rocket from Russia.
Sand, the lines in my face.